You're listening to the UNRIS podcast, and my name is Daniel Savo. Today's episode features coverage of UNRIS 2010 flagship report launch event that took place on September 3rd here at Geneva Palais des Nations. The report, entitled Combating Poverty and Inequality, Structural Change, Social Policy and Politics, is the result of 5 years of research. During the event, co-hosted by the United Nations Office at Geneva, scholars and members of the diplomatic community and staff from international organizations and NGOs discussed the report's message that sustainable reduction of poverty and inequality requires integration of economic, social, and political domains. UNRIS Director Sarah Cook explains why the organization was well suited to write the report.
UNRIS was, I think, uniquely positioned to undertake such an inquiry, given what are perhaps its two greatest assets. First, it has an autonomous status as an independent research institute within the UN system. As the Secretary General noted in his foreword to the report, this status allows the institute wide latitude to engage with sensitive issues, question mainstream policies and institutional arrangements, and propose alternatives. Second, UNRIS has exceptional capacity to mobilize researchers in universities and other centers around the world in order to collectively focus on such issues of common global concern.
More than 130 researchers from 40 countries contributed to the report. UNOG Director General Sergei Orjonikidze said the report's findings could help achieve the Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs.
It is our sincere hope that the world leaders can take stock of these original insights and fresh policy initiatives to deliver on their commitment to development, in particular the MDGs.
Sarah Cook also presented the report at an MDG Summit partnership event in New York, where world leaders gathered to review progress on the goals before their deadline in 2015.
Let me now address the key messages of the report.
That's Yusuf Bangura, UNRIS Research Coordinator and lead author of the report.
This emphasizes the importance of employment-centered growth and structural change, comprehensive social policies that lean towards universalism, the imperative of tackling inequalities, the importance of effective states and politics, and the need to address synergies and complementarities among institutions and policies.
Kyung-Hwa Kang, Deputy UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, valued the report for focusing not only on economic growth, but also on social and cultural development.
Despite ample proof of the close linkages between human rights violations and poverty, the notion that development must take precedence over attention to human rights challenges somehow persists. This is a fallacy. Development and poverty eradication must be rooted in human rights. To be equitable and sustainable, development policies must empower people and enable them to claim their rights. This very important UNRIS report shares this perspective and underscores that poverty is not confined only to economic deprivation, but extends to social, cultural, and political deprivation as well.
Tandika Makandawiri, London School of Economics Chair in African Development and former UNRIS Director, said the report's publication demonstrated the organization's value.
One thing this report does, I think, is to illustrate the importance of institutions like UNRIS within the UN system, and that the UN system does need space for reflection and for long-term thinking about its own agenda.
UNRIS was created in 1963 as an autonomous agency. That means it seeks its own funding and provides an independent voice while still being part of the UN system. Jomo Kwemisundaram, the Assistant Secretary General for Economic Development at UNDESA, addressed the major questions UNRIS raised in its report.
We need to think whether our measures of poverty are adequate. There are some very serious challenges to how we understand and measure poverty. And secondly, we should really think about what we have been doing to address poverty, to reduce poverty, whether these policies and programs are really the best we are capable of, whether there are single best practices, if there's one size fit all, or if it doesn't, what does it basically mean? These are very important questions which I think you have raised in the report.
Vicente Paulo Yu III, head of the Global Governance for Development Program at the South Center, said that nation states should consider the report's examination of development strategies.
The report was a model of clarity in identifying both the failure of current approaches to development and poverty reduction, and in identifying the key elements that need to be addressed in order to achieve a development pattern that is economically sustainable and socially inclusive.
It is UNRWA's hope that the report will be taken into account not only to achieve the MDGs, but also to shape the post-MDG development agenda. For more information, or if you are interested in downloading or purchasing the report, go to our website, www.unrisd.org. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts, email us at press@unrwa.org. Thank you for listening. For UNRWA's news, this is Daniel Salvo in Geneva.